On this Friday afternoon, may the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon, and welcome to this St. Gabriel Radio Daily Message of Hope. This is Father Stosh Daly joining you today with Sister Maria Fatima from the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist.
Thank you, Father. It's great to be here.
Sister, it's good to have you with me and today at the St. Gabriel Radio. Now, you also belong to the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, who have a convent here in the Diocese of Columbus at St. Michael's. Where else do your sisters minister in the apostolic field of teaching?
All over. We have sisters in California and Texas and Arizona and Illinois and Kansas and Michigan, all
Texas is so big, you can say Texas again.
Yeah, Texas again. We are in $2 pieces there, so I guess that counts.
Now, what inspired you to pursue the religious life?
I was in college, and I found myself absolutely miserable after my second semester of sophomore year, and I realized it was because I was doing my own will. I had known for quite some time that the Lord had put a call to religious life on my heart. And I just got to a point where I said, okay, I tried my thing and it didn't work.
Sure, absolutely.
And it was just a matter of the Lord telling me in prayer that my heart was made for more.
Yeah.
And to seek that more in him.
And how on earth did you come to hear of or find or experience the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist?
They found me in many ways. It was once I started discerning and looking at communities, they just kept popping up everywhere.
Sure.
I would get an email or a news article, or they would be on EWTN, or someone would say, hey, have you ever heard of these sisters? And then ultimately, it was actually a friend of my older sister who made it possible for me to come on retreat with the sisters. And that's what really sealed the deal for me, was being with the sisters and seeing their joy and their
sure.
love for Jesus.
So, you know, on Friday, we always keep in mind the Lord's passion, the crucifixion, the Lord's great, really, manifestation of his divine love for us to die on the cross so that we may go to heaven. Considering the great depth of love that our Lord Jesus has for each and every one of us and how that love is expressed, even in the vocation that we're given, what would you offer to those who are listening who maybe are wondering, how do I support someone who's discerning, or how do I encourage someone to discern God's will in their life, or how do I know what I'm supposed to do in serving the Lord?
Sure. Well, I would say that silence is probably the number one key thing that anyone discerns.
Unless you're listening to Father Stosh's Daily Message of Hope.
Well,
just kidding. Totally. Yeah, turn off at 5.
But just really committing to a time each and every day where you do tune out and turn off life around you and just give that time to Jesus, because that's where he's going to speak. And just finding those times throughout the day. And I think also one of the most important things is being willing to do his will in the little things, because the more we say yes to him from moment to moment and being attentive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and surrendering our will, the more we will become attuned to those bigger things that he may be calling us to.
Yeah. You know, our Catholic faith encompasses, if we allow it, it encompasses every element, every dimension, every moment of our lives, which is good, because we're not supposed to compartmentalize our faith in Jesus. But the thing is, you know, like whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, each day being set aside for a particular aspect of the faith to reflect upon and to consider and to venerate, or whether it's even like every day we have particular mysteries of the rosary to consider in our contemplation as we pray. You know, today, Friday, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ is given to us by the church so that we may venerate the Lord's great love on the cross, when we consider his heart being pierced by the lance. We're also given the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. Now, you belong to a Dominican congregation of sisters. You have the privilege of wearing the holy habit, and of course you have the full rosary as a part of your habit. You know, we consider the sorrowful mysteries today, and the sorrowful mysteries, there are 5 in number. And I know, like, I like to pray my Mysteries of the Rosary early in the morning. And what I tend to do is I do my run, and then I do my cool down, and then I take my rosary, and I like to walk through downtown Columbus. But it's so easy when you're praying the rosary that it just becomes something you want to get done and get through. But really, the rosary, the mysteries of the rosary, they really should be lived. So when I hit that next mystery in the rosary, I'll stop and just consider what is actually taking place in the mystery that I'm supposed to be meditating upon and allowing me to, you know, enter into contemplation. And, you know, to go from the agony in the garden to then the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, those are five mysteries, from the agony in the garden to the crucifixion and death. Those are five huge, huge mysteries. I mean, just incredible. And like, you're like, 12 minutes is not enough, you know, 15 minutes is not enough. And my mind can so easily be taken away by my unworthiness, my own sins, how much God loves me, all of us, the world, how much he's patient with all of us. You know, so as you consider the sorrowful mysteries, and the rosary is so important to you as a Dominican sister, mm-hmm. I mean, what strikes you about the sorrowful mysteries on a day like today, this Friday, where we consider the Passion of Jesus? What strikes you about the mysteries of the rosary and the Lord's Passion that is a source of hope, not only for you, but perhaps for many others?
Well, I think you really hit the nail. They're so rich. They're definitely my favorite set of mysteries. If I have a choice of mysteries to pray, I'll go for the sorrowful mysteries. But just recognizing the strength that we can draw from them, because the strength of Christ in the Passion. If you think through, you have the agony in the garden and the real battle that he went through there, and how we all have our agonies, but Jesus had his. And sure. Because he had his, we can have ours, and we right. can rely on him and rely on his strength. And I think that's the hope that we can really draw from the sorrowful mysteries, is that Christ has suffered. Mm. And because he has suffered, our suffering can now have meaning. And I think in our world today, there's so much avoidance of suffering, but the sorrowful mysteries teach us that suffering can bring about so much good when it's united with the suffering of Christ in his Passion. And realizing that the blood that he spilled in his Passion is what gives us that strength that we need to take the next step, and following him as his disciples each and every day, knowing that the cross is part of our Christian life. There's a Dominican priest who has given us several retreats over the years, and he is fond of saying that you cannot, as a Christian, you cannot follow a crucified Lord from the couch.
Yeah.
You know, you have to recognize that the cross is going to come to us, and oftentimes it's going to take forms that we may not be expecting, but recognizing that as the cross does come to us in our lives, because we are united to Jesus by our baptism, that he's carrying it with us, and that we're not alone. You know, Pope Benedict XVI, the Christian is never alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the most beautiful things about the Passion, is that the worst suffering that a human being could ever endure was endured by the Son of God for us. And because of that, we can have hope.
And the sorrowful mysteries in our Lord's crucifixion, it's literally meant to shake us out of thinking, or shake us away from being in like a self-imposed isolation. Like, you can't pray the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary and seriously think you're the only person in the world. You just can't do it. I mean, you pray the sorrowful mysteries and you can't help but realize that the Lord loves, and in his love, he suffers. And of course, you know, Pope Benedict, you mentioned him, he had that beautiful reference to where, in the Old Testament, in previous covenants, the chosen people were surrounded by individuals and tribes and nations who all worshiped deities or gods who made them suffer. But in the New Covenant, we worship the one true God who doesn't make us suffer, but rather suffers with us. He doesn't leave us alone. He actually suffers with us. So, you know, whether it's the pain of experiencing death, whether it's you know, the moment that feels like it goes on forever of having like a migraine, or the stress of having a situation which just seems unbearable, the Lord doesn't make us suffer. He suffers with us.
Right.
He doesn't abandon us. And right there, that's incredibly challenging for a lot of people to digest, because it contradicts how most of us live, you know, a self-centered way of life. You know, these are my goals, these are my aspirations, this is my bucket list. It's like, well, that's nice, but what's the Lord's bucket list for you, you know? To live in union with the Lord demands of us movement out of ourself and living for Him, not just living with Him, but actually living for Him. You know, sister, as we come to a close with today's daily message of hope on this Friday, the week has been long. You know, we people have been at work 5 days, you know, in their homes, taking care of their families, providing for their loved ones. Now they're looking ahead to the weekend. And with the weekend, you know, it's important, because every week, Sunday to Saturday, gives us the cycle of life. And so here we are on Friday, a day that we give to the Lord as we consider His passion. And we're looking toward tomorrow and the weekend, you know. What would be a simple, you know, thought, message, word of hope that you would like to share with our listeners?
I would say that as this Friday comes to a close, just being able to recognize all of the joys, all of the blessings, all of the sufferings, everything that's happened in the past week. And as we do contemplate the mystery of the Lord's passion today, to bring that to the cross, recognizing that He is there and He is with us and He is always desiring us to come to Him and to bring to Him the entirety of our hearts, the good, the bad, the ugly, and to draw strength from that going into the weekend.
Well said, sister. May the Lord give you His peace.